welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, back once again to get you up to date with what's going on here at WVIA. So sorry I was out yesterday, but big thanks to Lydia McFarlane for stepping in, and to Isabella Weiss for stepping in last week. Today, we're talking about the storied past of some of Scranton's iconic buildings. And we'll meet Gates, a golden doodle with an important mission. It's Tuesday, April 29th. Let's get into it. First, some different Scranton news. The primary election is coming up, and some Scranton Republicans received mail-in ballots for the wrong election last week. As WVIA's Boris Krauchnuk explains, Lackawanna County mailed out more than 500 incorrect ballots, and now they need to correct the mistake.
President Donald Trump and former Ambassador Nikki Haley aren't on the ballot in the upcoming primary election. They were last year for the primary, but Lackawanna County mistakenly mailed ballots from last year's primary to 545 Republicans in Scranton last week. County officials blamed the mistake on a printing company error. On Monday, the company, Election Systems and Software, acknowledged its mistake. County Elections Director Beth Hopkins said the ballots also arrived at the county pre-folded and weren't adequately checked.
But we certainly don't like when mistakes happen, and we work really, really hard to make sure things like this and errors like this don't happen.
Hopkins said voters should destroy the wrong ballots.
And all of those voters will get a new ballot in the mail with a letter explaining the error and what they need to do.
They should be in the mail by Wednesday. In an email to the county Monday, Republican Party Chairman Dan Naylor said he thinks the mistake was unintentional and he has full confidence in Hopkins. He told WVIA News pretty much the same thing on Saturday.
I do believe it was an honest mistake, certainly because it's only Scranton that is the issue.
I'm Boris Krauchnuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris, for that report. Now for that dog-related Scranton news I'm sure you were waiting for. A Scranton detective has a new four-legged partner in his recovery from a shooting last year. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports from the duo's celebration.
Under neon lights and free-flowing hors d'oeuvres, Gates, the 10-month-old golden doodle, was totally at ease. She's training to be a service dog for Scranton Police Detective Cal Gilmartin. Gilmartin was shot twice in the head while responding to a series of shootings and suspected gang activity in West Scranton last January. Now he's working with Gates to turn a new chapter through Tales of Valor. It's a Lehigh Valley-based nonprofit dedicated to veterans and first responders' rehabilitation.
We help Kyle learn the body and behavior of the dog, and then the dog learns the body and behavior of Kyle. And you see that chemistry from the beginning to the end. You see them blossom as a team.
That's Heather Lloyd, its founder and executive director. She says Gilmartin and Gates have nearly a year of training ahead of them. And they celebrated their progress at Scranton's Radisson Hotel on Friday night with the University of Scranton. Their occupational therapy students raised $15,000 for Gates' training. In Scranton, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. So if you were listening last week, you did hear a little bit about this. Scranton City Hall is finishing up a renovation, and a downtown Scranton church was just named the National Register of Historic Places. For News Voices, WVIA's Roger Dupuis and Kat Bolis had a chat about how much architectural history dots the streets of the Electric City. Here's more.
I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is News Voices. I'm here with WVIA News reporter Kat Bolis.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I moved to Scranton 19 years ago this month. And one of the things that impressed me when I first came here was how much historic architecture survived. This week, you got to write about major milestones with two very historic buildings downtown. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I started off at St. Luke's on Wyoming Avenue. The church was built in 1871, and it is now on the National Register of Historic Places.
Right.
So it's this really massive church that has these stunning stained glass windows. Many of them were designed by Lewis Comfort Tiffany, who is from like the Tiffany jeweler family.
Right.
The church itself was designed by Richard Upjohn and his son Richard Mitchell Upjohn, and the father had designed Trinity Church near Wall Street in New York City.
And so something very special has happened to St. Luke's.
So they're on the National Register of Historic Places, which is a National Park Service program that honors the history of, you know, some of our old buildings and places and, you know, kind of locations across the country. And then I was also at the Scranton Municipal Building, which is on the corner of Wyoming and Mulberry Street. That was put on the National Register of Historic Places in the 1980s, so it's been on for a while. The city used some state and federal funding to be able to kind of fully restore the outside of that Victorian Gothic building.
And there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the mayor and other officials, right?
Yes, a caution tape-cutting ceremony.
Okay, excellent.
And one of the things, like, there's like two things that I love in this world.
Mm-hmm.
It's historic buildings, specifically in Scranton.
Right.
And newspapers.com. So for both of these stories, I got to see historic buildings in Scranton and use newspapers.com to kind of do some research into, you know, when they were built, what they may have looked like. And one of the really interesting things that I found out about the Scranton Municipal Building, which was built in 1888, was that they had to move a house.
Right.
So the mayor at the time, Ezra Ripple, he signed legislation to purchase the land that the municipal building is still on today.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a house there. But they also had the streetlights had just become electric in the Electric City.
Right.
So moving the house from Mulberry and Washington to Adams Avenue, where they eventually put it, they had to get around all of these electrical lines.
Wow.
So he had mentioned, there was like a mayor's address that I found in one of the old newspapers where he had mentioned kind of that hassle to get them around the new electrical lines.
Wow, that's amazing. And there was a time not so very long ago when the city of Scranton wanted to move out of that building.
Yeah, 2019, they talked about, you know, they hadn't really had a long-term plan to repair that building. It's built in 1888. It's bound to go into some level of disrepair if you don't keep up with it. So they had been patching things here and fixing things there, but there was really no long-term plan. And they had, at the time in 2019, they had gotten an estimate that it was going to cost $10 million to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought about moving, they thought about selling the building, and everything kind of just like fell flat. And then there was an administration change.
Mm-hmm.
Then the pandemic happened, and then some state and federal money was available for them to kind of put into this project.
You know, you talked with City Council President Gerald Smurl. He basically said you couldn't build something like this today.
Modern buildings don't look like they did in 1888, that's for sure.
Right. Kat, thank you for being here with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me here on this lovely Tuesday. If you want to keep hearing from me and the rest of the team, I hope you'll subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or at WVIA.org, of course. Have an awesome day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.